Welcome to Deedon B College. In this lesson, we're going to tighten a tape hiss atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 so it feels like part of a real old school jungle or DNB record, not just random noise sitting on top of the mix. The goal here is not simply to add hiss. The goal is to make it sit inside the track, so it adds age, tension, and depth without stealing headroom or smearing the groove. Think intro beds, breakdown atmosphere, pre-drop tension, those little pockets between snare hits and break edits. That's where this technique really lives. Start with a hiss source that already behaves like tape, or at least like a steady noise bed. Keep it simple. It can be a recorded hiss sample or a noise-based source you already have in the project. The exact source matters less than the shape you give it. What we want is not a bright modern blast of white noise. We want something worn, narrow, and a little dusty. Drop EQ 8 first in the chain and clean it up hard. High pass somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, because any low junk in a hiss layer is just wasted space. If it feels spitty, make a gentle dip somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz. If it still feels too glossy and modern, roll off some of the extreme top above 12 to 14 kHz. What to listen for here is simple. Bypass the EQ and the hiss should suddenly feel wider, harsher, and less useful. Turn the EQ back on and it should feel narrower, older, and easier to place around your hats and break tops. If the hiss is making your hats lose sparkle, it's still too bright or too loud. Now give the hiss some movement. A static loop can sound fake very quickly, especially in jungle where the arrangement is constantly shifting. The easiest beginner move is to automate the volume or draw simple level changes. Bring the hiss up slightly in the last bar before a drop. Pull it down a couple of dB when the drums get dense. Let it rise again in a breakdown. If you want a little more motion, put auto filter after the EQ and use a subtle filter shape. Nothing obvious, just a slow color shift that makes the hiss feel alive. The idea is that it breathes with the track instead of sitting there like a parked sound effect. What to listen for is whether the atmosphere follows the energy of the arrangement. If it's the same loudness in every bar, it starts to flatten the tune. If it disappears completely, you lose the tension and the old-school identity. You want that middle ground where it feels present, but controlled. Next, tighten the stereo field. Hiss can sound cool wide, but in a busy DNB mix, wide top-end noise can smear the image and make your hats and cymbals less focused. Put utility after the EQ and check the width. A useful range is somewhere around 70 to 100%, but if your track is already dense, narrow it even more. Sometimes 60 to 80% is the sweet spot. Why this works in DNB is because the kick, snare, hats, and sub all need to read fast and clearly on club systems. Too much stereo fluff in the high end can make the whole groove feel less defined. A slightly narrower hiss often feels more authentic too. Classic tape noise is usually more like a texture inside the record, not a giant polished stereo cloud. It's worth checking mono as well. If the hiss almost vanishes or changes wildly in mono, it's too dependent on stereo tricks. That's a warning sign. Keep it stable. Keep it usable. Now add a touch of saturation. Saturator is perfect for this. We are not trying to distort the hiss into an effect. We're just trying to give it a little harmonic grain so it feels like it came off an old deck. Start with a small drive amount, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and use soft clip if you need the edge rounded off. Then trim the output so the level stays sensible. What to listen for here is whether the hiss starts sounding a little more physical and less digital. You want grain, not fizz. If it gets harsh, back the drive off and clean the top up again with EQ. Small changes matter a lot in this kind of layer. At this point, you need to make a creative decision. Do you want a tucked bed or do you want an active texture? If you want a tucked bed, keep the hiss lower in the mix, narrower and more filtered. This is great for dark rollers, heavier jungle, and tracks that already have a lot going on. It supports the groove without asking for attention. If you want an active texture, let it breathe more obviously. Automate the volume, open the filter a bit more in the intro, and make it part of the arrangement movement. That's great for breakdowns, intros, and older sounding sections where the atmosphere should be more noticeable. A good test is to loop 8 bars around the drop and ask yourself one question. Does this make the drums feel bigger and more cinematic, or does it make them feel smaller? If it makes the drums feel smaller, the hiss is too loud or too wide. Pull it back. Now bring the drums into context. This is where the real DNB balancing happens. Listen to the kick transient, the snare crack, the hat definition, and the little break ghost notes. The hiss should live around those elements, not fight them. If the hiss is masking the snare, lower it before you start overprocessing it. Sometimes a simple gain change solves the problem faster than another EQ move. If the hiss is crowding the briquettes, narrow it a little more or roll off a bit more top. If the snare still feels soft, you can also carve a small amount out around the snare snap area, often somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz range depending on the sound. What to listen for is this. In a good balance, you still feel the hiss, but you don't really notice it. The break stays in front. The atmosphere just makes the record feel older and deeper. If the hiss still gets in the way, use gentle ducking. In Ableton, you can put a compressor on the hiss track and sidechain it from the drum bus or even the snare. Keep it subtle, maybe just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Fast enough to make space, quick enough to come back between hits. That little push-pull can make the snare read much stronger without killing the vibe. This is especially useful in jungle, because the snare and chopped breaks need to hit hard through a busy top end. A small duck on the hiss can make the groove feel cleaner immediately. No need to overdo it. Often one or two smart moves is enough. Once the shape feels right, commit to audio if you can. Freeze, flatten, or bounce the hiss so you can treat it like an arrangement element instead of a loose loop. This is a really useful step, because it lets you edit the phrase like music. Try trimming it into 2-bar or 4-bar phrases. Keep it shorter in the intro if you want tension. Let it run smoother in a breakdown. Cut it away before the drop so the impact lands harder. Then bring it back later with a slightly different filter position or volume shape. That matters because DNB arrangement depends on contrast. If the hiss is constant from start to finish, it flattens the track. If it appears and disappears with intention, the sections feel bigger and more purposeful. A simple old-school phrasing idea is to let the hiss start before the drums do. Then keep it under the break as the section opens up, or do the opposite before it drop. Let it fall away for half a bar or a bar, then let the first kick and snare hit into a little pocket of space. That tiny gap can make the drop feel much heavier. Now bring the bass back and check the full low-end picture. The hiss lives high, but it can still affect how strong the low-end feels, because top-end clutter steals focus. Check whether the sub still feels solid in mono. Check whether the bass line, especially a darker Reese, still has enough edge. Check whether the kick click still anchors the groove. If the bass line is very busy in the mid-range, keep the hiss more tucked and more filtered. If the low end is simple and sub-heavy, you can usually get away with a slightly more obvious atmosphere. The less competing top-end material you have, the more room the hiss has to speak. Do one final tonal check against the full mix. Solo the hiss briefly if you need to find any ugly resonance, then bring the whole track back in. Ask yourself a blunt question. Does this make the record feel older, deeper, and more atmospheric, or does it just make the mix noisier? If it's just making everything noisier, reduce the level. Don't keep processing forever. A useful QC trick is to compare three states: hiss off, hiss on at your target level, and hiss on a couple of dB quieter than you think is right. Very often, the quieter version wins. Indeed, NB, restraint usually sounds more expensive because the groove gets more room to breathe. That's a pro move right there. Before we wrap up, remember the main idea. Treat the hiss like a supporting instrument, not an effect. Give it a job. Maybe it masks dead silence in the intro. Maybe it softens edits. Maybe it adds age or bridges gaps between break phrases. If you can't name its job in the arrangement, it's probably too loud or too constant. So here's the recap. Start with a clean hiss source. Shape it with EQ8 so it loses the modern fizz. Add subtle movement with automation or filtering. Tighten the stereo width with utility. Add a little saturator for worn tape character. Then check it against the drums and bass, not in solo. If needed, duck it lightly from the snare or drum bus. Finally, print it and edit it into proper phrases so it behaves like part of the arrangement. Your challenge now is to build one usable tape hiss atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. Make one tucked version and one more obvious version. Do at least one mono check. Use at least one automation move. Print it to audio and cut a 4-bar intro phrase and a 1-bar pre-drop lift. Keep it below the drums in level, and make sure the snare still cuts clearly. If the result feels like a real jungle record instead of a loop with noise pasted on top, you've nailed it. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and trust that a little restraint can go a long way.